Hello, you beautiful humans. Welcome back to another episode of the Inner City Hermit Podcast. On this episode of the podcast, this one was a really, really exciting one. I sat down for a chat with Connor McCauley. So Connor McCauley's a young bloke who started up a clothing business, I think about a year ago. The business is called Plastic Love. And he sort of started the business, and we spoke about, you know, starting a business in such a saturated sort of industry. And Connor's actually kind of exploded since then, and his Instagram page for Plastic Love has just under about 10,000 followers, and he's selling out like all the products that he releases. So it's super, super interesting. We talk about marketing, what kind of sets him apart from, you know, the usual marketing from clothing companies. And yeah, it was really awesome. So yeah, you know what it is, it's Inner City Hermit, cool people doing cool shit. Let's hit that intro music and get it started, mate. Alrighty, g'day guys, welcome back to another episode of the Inner City Hermit. A pretty awesome one today, because I got, I'd say I've followed your sort of journey for a little while now, but I've got Connor McCauley. Is that how you say your last name?
Yeah, that's it. You Connor got it right, McCauley. I was like, please get that right.
I kind of knew, I've heard it been thrown around a couple times. But Connor McCauley, aka Mr. Plastic Love, how are you, dude?
I'm good, bro.
Bro, really appreciate you doing this. I know we were just chatting before, you're fucking packed up today.
Busy times.
Yeah, so sure. you just released the bag there, if you want to show
where
that.
Where is it? What camera
Yeah,
is it?
You can use both of either both one. Of there you
yeah,
go.
They're out now.
That's fucking dope, man. I saw you release those and I was like, fuck yes.
Yeah, but something different.
Yeah, so you just opened sort of the sale on that a couple days ago.
Like probably like what? Not last night, the night before.
Yeah, because that's hectic. Hey?
Yeah.
So, and the way you sort of release your merch, which I just chatted to you before about it, how it's something that I think sort of separates you from a lot of other different companies. You release sort of one item and you go till it's exhausted pretty much, hey?
So I'm not like, I don't like dropping like really big collections as such. It's more like if I, like for these, for example, I knew that I've wanted to make a bag for ages.
I love that.
Yeah, that's the tapping.
Yeah. I wanted to make a bag for ages, but I knew like if I release that with like two hoodies and some shirts, maybe it's not going to be as like, oh my God, he's done a bag sort of thing. So I'm like, okay, I'll release it on its own and see how that goes. And people have gone crazy for it, man. So it's been good.
That's crazy, man. Like, sorry, apologies, guys. You know the drill. Luna, you know what's fucking hilarious? She's been quiet all day and now
as soon as you're here.
Bark up. Yeah, she's had enough now. She'll come like, love you now. Yeah, but yeah, that's crazy. And I love that because you just see, and I noticed this, because you repost a lot of people's sort of stories and people hype up, like people froth it, man. Like they really get behind you, which is awesome.
Yeah. So I think that's something that you can't really tell people to do though, because it kind of just happened randomly. Like when I first started it, like that never really seemed to happen. But as like Instagram's evolved, obviously since I started it to now, I see bigger brands, a lot of people, because they're so excited for it, they will repost, and that just brings more and more attention to it anyway. But I have only noticed that happening probably for the last like two or three drops.
Yeah,
the first ones were kind of like not really, like no one's really reposting stuff, now you see on everyone's stories everyone's reposting everything.
I think so it's that like two people love that. I was chatting to the Brilliant Beer Boys, and they sort of had the same thing. They people feel included when you repost that. They feel kind of a part of the community,
and that's what it's all about, man. Like it's one big family. Like it's not just like I'm just see it and then I don't reply. Like I reply to every message.
Yeah,
everyone who shows love are always like repost that and make sure they're appreciated.
And it goes a long way too. Like that time, because I could imagine, you know, that time there is parts of you where you're just like, shit. Like,
yeah, because sometimes it'll be like 2 a.m. in the morning, man. And you're just like, someone will send you a message. So you can either choose to like ignore that for 12 hours. Yeah. Or it's like, nah, actually, you know what? Like, they're genuinely interested in what I'm doing. Like, why would I go to bed and like just ignore that? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Everyone gets in those moods. But like, I think with me, I've been doing it for what? Nearly it's probably just been over a year and a half now. I think that's just instilled in me now. It's kind of like I just need to keep pushing and pushing and pushing.
That's crazy growth too. I mean,
like, it's crazy. It's a long, like, if you're going to do it, it's long hours. It's
Fuck yeah. And because you'd have to sustain, like, an income. So you still need to.
Exactly. So you still need to work.
That's the grind, like, people don't see.
It's a hustle, man. Like, no one knows that about me personally. You know what I mean? Like, exactly. Obviously, the close ones know. But as a follower, they don't really know me as such. They just see the brand.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, oh, this guy's just putting out this. But really, I've just worked 10 hours.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? Yeah. And then I'm doing that. And then I've got to pack orders and it's all that. But it's becoming, it's obviously on a roll now, I feel. So
it's that keeping that ball moving, man.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, with Plastic Love, I mean, once again, we chatted about this as you came in. And I want to stress this. You and I haven't really had much. I don't think we've ever really communicated in person. It's all been online. And
the moment we can. We met each other 10 minutes ago.
Exactly, which is dope. So, like, and I, the first thing I had to kind of say is, like, you know, and I'll, like, you know, call it black and white, is when you start a clothing label, people are like, sick, okay, that's cool.
Exactly.
And you're kind of battling that. How did you kind of go from that? Another guy starting a clothing brand to where it is now.
I know, it was really weird because when I first started, obviously, like, I came up with the name at work randomly and then just went and, like, made, like, got the account name.
Yeah.
That was the first thing I did
when
I got home.
Where did that name come from?
Dude, I was
because I immediately think of dildos sometimes.
Bro, Plastic Love. I swear people think it's like, I swear
I'm scared
to
Google it sometimes.
No, dude, I don't even know what will pop up, but
that's it sticks,
it's,
though.
It's something that, I think, I don't know, people have just, like, latched onto it. And especially, I don't know, I've just come up with so many ideas surrounding those two words. Like, I've got so much in the vault. But, like, when I first started it, I kind of didn't really know what I was doing.
Yeah.
Like, I had no idea. Like I said to you before, from when I started to where I am now, completely different ballgame. Like, completely
and it's such,
different avenue.
Such a short time to go from that. And I think that's the thing too. Nobody ever prepares you for that immediate growth.
No.
Because people see the company and they go, sweet, that's a company. There's a big following behind it.
Yeah.
Let's go all in. And
exactly.
You're still learning.
Yeah, so. No. And I've learned so much in the year and a half, you know, nearly 2 years that I've been doing it, that it's just like, if I hadn't known all that at the start, maybe it wouldn't have gone the way it's gone because I've had to sort of play on stuff that I've just learned and I've just gone, actually, no, I can use this or... Actually, no, I'll do it this way this time. But I've done, it's all just trial and error, man.
Yeah.
So
take us through the journey. You got an idea at work.
So had the name, got the idea. Immediately when I got the Instagram name, I was like praying that it wasn't taken. But like, who's going to have that taken?
Bro.
You know, some random
just work. Some porn star.
Some company that's But and then like, I pretty much just... I remember I had a design that I put up on my Snapchat and I only had like 100 people on Snapchat at the time. And I was like, yo, everyone, I'm starting this company, like starting this business, go and follow it. And then immediately like my phone started blowing up. Like everyone was like really intrigued as to what I was doing. Yeah. Whether that was the name or whether it was just me and my close friends.
Curiosity.
Exactly.
Too.
Wondering, oh, what's this guy doing? I'll go and follow it and then I'll unfollow it next
another
week.
Another idiot with a... bloody clothing label.
Another one that's just gonna put stuff on t-shirts. But and then pretty much like just hustled it. Social media is so big nowadays.
It's massive, man. It's almost you have to do it.
If you're not doing it, you know, I'd say you're
stupid. Yeah,
like if 100%. You're not trying to do something with it now, like I don't know where it's gonna be in 3 years. We could all be fucking robots. I don't know, bro.
Exactly.
But
man.
Like, I know where it is now and I'm pushing that now because I know how quickly you can grow on that platform. Like you've seen people like TikTok, for example,
it's nuts.
Just blowing up out of nowhere
it's
just for
crazy,
making a video.
Man.
So,
and even that, you know, essentially I take the idea of, you know, there's enough space that we can all eat, but it's still competitive.
Oh yeah. And that's what I found as the journey went on. So as I was growing and growing and growing, interacting with people, stories all the time, like there hasn't been in the 2 years that I've been doing it or so, a year and a half, I've always got a story up on my page. Like it's constant hustle.
And you have to.
It's constant hustle. Because if you're not putting it in people's faces, no one's gonna, like, it's honestly like no one will care.
Yeah.
Unless you're like, there are brands out there that are so big,
yeah,
that
like
they don't
Nike
have to
exactly
because whenever they post, everyone already knows about them anyway.
Yeah.
But when you're coming up, man, you got to really create
and
something
and
different.
Collaborate, so, create, and you exactly. do a lot of work for nothing, eh?
Oh, like
a lot of work for
yeah,
nothing.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, there's been countless amounts of times that I've gone and it's weird because when you have ideas, you can spend all day on an idea and then you just scrap it. It's just like, it's constant hustle, man.
Yeah.
Constant hustle. And it doesn't stop even when you know, like when
there's
I
no
hit
holiday.
10K followers, when I hit 20K followers, like it's not going to stop because I want more, you know?
Yeah, you're
I
sitting on
it.
Like, I think last time I checked, you only had like 600 and you're on 10K.
Yeah, I'm like nearly at 10K.
That's
so that's
fucked,
the
man.
Goal for this month. Is
Fire
just
out.
To push it.
Guys,
so, yeah.
At Plastic Love,
yeah,
go follow
go
it.
Get that.
Get him to 10K. Get this boy to 10K. He's
Thank
a fucking
you.
Grinder.
But and it's pretty much just relentless hustle all the time.
Yeah.
And like, just like I said, engaging, talking to people. Like there's people actually out there like, that sometimes just want a general conversation with a brand. Like if you're not prepared to do that, then like you shouldn't
what
are you, do
what are you
it.
Offering
you, exactly.
People?
What are you offering different? Like if you just want to, if you think you can just go and like just slap stuff on clothing and like make money that way. Yeah. Maybe in the short term you can flip a few t-shirts, flip a few hoodies to your friends and stuff.
And there's plenty of businesses that do that.
Exactly.
And within a year they're flat. And
that's it gone. So I knew the hardest part for me was going to be like, okay, I've started this thing when I let everyone know on Snapchat.
Yeah.
All right. Where am I going to be in a year? Am I going to be able to like sustain that? And and so far I have, and there's no stopping now. Like I'm
that's,
just constantly.
You're all in, man.
Exactly.
Once you hit,
all in
once
now,
you hit
that's
it.
Like
I feel
sure.
that. Like I like, you know, we kind of work in different sort of platforms, but, and like obviously mine's smaller scale still, but it's once you're in
same
like,
process.
I'm
though,
in, man.
Like, exactly.
It's like, you know, I'm 33 episodes deep. It's
and
just,
that's what I mean. Like you're pumping out content and I'm seeing it. It's the same thing. Like whether it be a story or a IG video or a post, like you got to keep it in front of people's faces.
And I find it funny that in sort of this modern society we have now, like back in the day, TV or, you know, what I can say, media presenters and stuff like that would have nothing to do with clothing labels. But now, like we spoke about Ice from YKTR.
Yeah, exactly.
Probably a massive influence on like the game that, you know, you're essentially
especially
playing.
For Australia.
Yeah,
because there's no one doing it out here. That's the thing. That's the difference between, that's why the world's so interesting,
man.
Because
man,
on the other side of it, there's a million people trying to do this.
Yeah, exactly.
That are trying to put, and they're getting big and getting big. But over here, I tend to like not see it as much.
Yeah.
And that was
we're
like,
kind of hidden here. Like,
we are. We're very,
and it's like anything, like, you know, you and I have a bit of a football background.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's like you look at football, you're like, yeah, you might be good here, man, but fuck
compared
me, there's a big world out there.
Exactly.
Eh?
Exactly.
So do you find you're kind of gaining a bit of an international following now?
Well, that's what I'm trying to push more because I know as you grow, obviously you want to like try and get your stuff across the world because that's a different,
and that's,
you know, if someone in America is wearing your stuff, then they're telling their friends.
It's huge.
You know what I mean? So I've had, I really tried to push for some international orders on my last drop and I managed to get like 4 or 5.
Which
that
is
was
big
for
that's
me.
That's huge.
To start
yeah.
with, because I was kind of like, okay, like that's 5 people around the world that are now like got my stuff. You know what I mean? So,
and that branches out. There's nothing more powerful than seeing someone else wear
exactly.
that clothing. Like,
exactly.
you know, I see, you can see models and all that. When you see a guy walking down the street, like I do with like Few and Far Collective, when I see someone from a band or just some regular dude walking down the street, I'm like, fuck, that looks good.
Yeah.
Like, and that's like one of the key points of like your marketing is just getting people wearing your shit.
Exactly. Like there's so many different things you can do with like the whole marketing thing. Like for me, like I've never paid. I think I paid for one advertisement one time, but I got like $10 in credit from Instagram just for being a business page, dude.
I got
so
the same thing.
I just had to put my card in, but like it didn't actually come out of the account.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like, I'll trial and error it and see where like that goes. And like, it didn't do anything, man, because nothing beats an organic, you know, nothing beats like messaging someone or like talking to someone rather than, oh, I'm going to pay $20 in advertising.
Yeah. And realistically, when you have those advertisements, like unless you're someone who can invest $600 into ad campaigns, what use is $10?
Exactly.
To reach 300 people. And of those 300 people, how many people realistically are going to click on
exactly, because it's all algorithms for Instagram and Facebook.
And I look at me, man. I see sponsored posts and I'm just like, fuck, okay.
Exactly. They annoy me.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
If I had a chance to turn them off, I would turn them off. Because,
the same,
like, for me, if someone's, like, that's just me, though.
Yeah.
Like, for me and what I'm doing, I just don't feel like it's necessary.
Yeah.
Because like, and there's so I just feel like it doesn't work.
Yeah. And there's so many different organic avenues that you can go down. Like exactly. I noticed one thing you did and like, I'm going to try so hard to get him on, but you have got Creed doing a lot of stuff.
Creed. Yeah. So basically now, a lot of love for that kid. Massive, he's crazy. Man. He's coming massive. Up. He's doing massive things.
I'm a huge fan, man. Yeah. I like the, so for those of you who don't know who we're talking about Creed, the kid, he's only like 18 and he?
No,
18,
he's just 19? 17. Happy 17. Birthday to Creed. His birthday was yesterday.
Holy fuck. So shout out Creed.
17, BNE, he's done massive things. Like, huge. I don't know whether you just saw, he just, got brought out by A Boogie.
That's,
nuts, and man. Shout out to him. Cause he was wearing my shirt.
Bro, so I saw that. That was crazy.
Now that was massive for me because not only does it, like for some people that won't mean a thing. They're like, oh my God, like we get it.
I totally get it.
But like when you've been grinding your hustle, like for someone to show that love back to me, you know what I mean? So yeah, I met Creed probably about 6 months ago, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe 6 months ago now when he opened for Lil Mosey in Brisbane.
Yeah.
And I made him a shirt. And he performed in it. So that's kind of where that relationship sort of started before kind of the jump. And now he's gone on to do big things. So, yeah, he sent me a good message the other day. So we're tight. We're cool.
That's massive.
So
man.
More to come from us in the future for sure.
I think, and that's cool too. I think something that is so underestimated in the business world is that collaborative. Like, you know, you didn't just give a shirt to him to be like, yo, man, like, here you go. You gave him a shirt because you thought, bro, like I believe
like, I
what you're
believe
doing,
it, and because I'm not really like, I don't know, like I haven't done anything where I've just gone and hit like 20 celebrity DMs up and go, oh hey, would you like a show? Like, would you like? I don't do that because like, man, I want people to kind of like mess with the brand first. And Creed showed love before anything had even happened because being from Brisbane, the word gets around, sort of thing. And then yeah, we just linked up like that, and like he's my boy now, so like. Anything that I've got coming, he's going to be involved with. So
that's massive.
But because like, I believe in him and that, and he's so
only
young,
getting,
man.
He's only so getting, young. He's only getting bigger too.
Exactly.
Which
exactly.
is really cool. Now that's awesome. Do you kind of have anyone else locally that's on your radar that you kind of want to
reach really,
out
man.
To?
I honestly don't really look at it. Like I know it's something I probably should because I know like it's an easy avenue to try and like get someone. Oh, hey, could you wear my stuff? But like, it's kind of like if someone messages me, then I know they're showing like a genuine interest. If someone follows the page, watch it, like Creed watches all my stories. Like, you know, he's tapped in.
Yeah.
So I have respect for that because he knows what I'm doing. Like he's not just someone.
And he's an actual follower. He's not just someone that you're pinning up and like, hey, my stuff's on this guy. It's like someone that you have a good connection
with. Because I could go and give 10 shirts away to 10 different people. But like I would rather those 10 shirts, if I'm being honest, go to like, loyal followers that may not be able to afford it at the time and like give them the
some
stuff.
Sort of comp or something
exactly
like that's going to benefit you like directly rather than being like you know I'm probably competing with 5 other brands to give this dude a shirt
especially like if you're trying to like send them overseas too like for me it means so much more because Creed lives 10 minutes that way he's in Brisbane all the time he's from Australia you know he's putting on for the city that means so much more to me than someone in Chicago in America.
Look at it like, who the fuck's this?
Who's this guy? Like, it doesn't resemble what this is and where it's come from. So for me, Creed and I kind of just it was just perfect match, really.
And it's cool because like you know you can, I guess it's like the early. You don't want to have that early sellout syndrome where, like I know I've had a couple brands come at me and say, hey, can you like advertise this on the podcast? And for me, I like look at the whatever the product is. I'm like, when the fuck would I use that?
Why on earth what would I has do that? That got to do with what
like
I'm
if
doing?
I'm like I would rather do, you know, I would rather pay for something and advertise it like, you know, like I told you about the coffee that you're drinking right now from
Salt.
It's
so good.
Bro,
it's so
it's
good.
Fucking that good
it's so good.
It's real nice. And like, you know, that's just a mate of mine who I love his work ethic and he's just a grinder once again. And it's I don't want anything free from that. I want him to do well.
And to do well because you want to support. You know what I mean?
Like, so I would definitely... I'm only realistically supporting things that I would definitely be like...
Genuinely be actually interested in.
And that's
it, actually like... Yeah, because there's a lot of like that fake...
Yeah,
that
influencer
like,
syndrome.
Yeah, and that was kind of what I wanted to avoid with it all. I didn't want to... go down that avenue and just have a bunch of random people wearing my stuff on my page. Like everyone I post on my page, right, is an actual like consumer of the product.
And they pay for it and everything.
They
like
pay
that.
For it and like they get reposted when they take the pictures. And that's what I love because it's just one big family, man. Like, you know, I get so much love on a daily basis. Like, it's just crazy. And I'm just glad that it is the way it is. And I haven't, you know, I see brands all the time, but like you said, they die out.
Yeah.
Now they get their 5 minutes of fame. You might flip a few.
You got to be the last man standing.
Exactly. Yeah. It's long term, not short term.
It's Royal Rumble, baby.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
But so it's like, I was just about to say, like, so do you sort of have anyone, like, do you have a lot of people sort of hit you up and you can tell they're kind of like that sort of all the time?
I've got like, dude, I've got 99 plus requests on people. But that's just what happens because when you're like organically like hustling and you're liking people's pictures and stuff, obviously they're going to get the idea that, okay, hey, do you want to collab? But like realistically, like the ones that actually like show love and genuinely love the product, like they're going to support it. You know what I mean? They're going to buy the product. But I just kind of leave those ones that just go like, oh, send me free stuff. Like if you're selling a product, you're going to get people. There's always someone out there that's going to find your page and go, oh, send me some free stuff. Like, I get it. Like, kids, like, give me some free stuff. Yeah, like, you know what I mean?
Sure, man.
For sure. Like, I respect the hustle because at the end of the day, they're just trying to hustle the same thing as
so it's one of those
doing.
Things.
So I'm not against it. Like, I don't care. Send me a DM, but I'm not going to reply to that and be like,
I think it's good. It's good for people to hear that perspective too, because with companies, you know, and that's why I love this sort of form of, you know, I would even call this promotion, like this form is like, you want people to know that just because you're not going to give them free shit doesn't mean you don't value them.
I don't value them because I like I said, I respond to every message. Yeah. But when it comes to like when I can see the message and it goes,
and you can see an agenda,
send me free stuff, it's kind of like, well, okay, hello,
who the fuck are you?
Hello, how are you? You know what I mean? But anyone who like hits my DMs, like I reply to every single person.
It's like Tinder. Like if someone's like, hey, literally, come fuck, you're like, no, but. If someone's like,
I don't know.
That's the thing.
No, but yeah, I get you.
There's some fuckboy influences,
no,
bro.
That's it. That's it, man. But like, I think you've got to know that if you are running stuff like this, that comes with it. And it's not necessarily a bad thing because if anything, it means you're doing something right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But a lot of requests, man, but like I said, I try and answer every single person. Well, I do answer every single person, even if like I normally leave it to like when I can actually focus on it, I'll go through and I'll reply to everyone, actually have conversations. Like, I have conversations with people, man. People tell me about their life and stuff. Like I don't care.
That's,
like that's
crazy.
A family, man. Like it's awesome. What I've built and like that's what I like every day. I wake up, I'm like, nah, like I've got something here. Like,
and people just want to feel like, you know, that family sort of vibe is massive. Like that's, you know, that's, it's in a time where everything's online, everything's kind of in a way fake. If you get that genuine connection with people, like it goes a long way, man. It goes massively a long way.
And like, I've got a lot of people like on the page that don't know who I am.
Yeah.
But once I hit like 10K, I'm gonna like, cause I follow no one on the page.
I saw that.
I've never followed a single
like, that's
person.
Fuck, cause you know what?
So that's what makes it even harder because I'm not doing this whole like follow, unfollow thing to gain followers.
Bro,
like, I literally
me.
Like, yeah.
Cause I looked at mine, I was like, fuck me, I follow like 900 people. Like literally I went through and I was like,
why am I doing this?
And then that's when, you know, like
it
you
is
said,
a hustle as well because it. I've seen brands that start, there's brands in the US I see all the time that just follow, unfollow people. It works. Like, I'm not going to lie. It works.
But it's time consuming.
But it's time consuming. Holy and I think with what I'm doing now, like, I don't want to be following 1,000 kids. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because
and
then
jam up
and
the feed.
Jam up the feed. Like, I like just being able to go onto my page and just see my stuff.
Bro, there's something really like, I don't know, almost cool about checking a profile and going how much they get followed and seeing following none. And you're like, fuck.
Yeah. And this is a gangster. But I feel like, I'm not going to lie, I feel like, I don't know, I feel like over here, like I see a lot of brands doing that now. Yeah. I don't know whether I started or not because I know other brands see my page. Like I know they do, but that's something I've done from the start, like the very start. I haven't followed a single soul ever.
That's crazy.
I followed myself for a bit. From maybe like 1,000 followers to 2,000 followers. Yeah. But that's when I realized that more people were finding out who I was. And I didn't want that at the start.
Not yet, anyway.
Not yet. Yeah. But now I'm kind of like, no, because I'm interacting with people on a personal level, like, yeah, they should be able to see what I do in my personal life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's why I've kind of sort of like taken everything off my personal page too. It's strictly like about the business, because like you can't show everyone everything. Like, exactly. I don't want everyone knowing everything.
Yeah. And that's like, you know, with, it's the same with me. It's like you want people to know enough about you where they understand the brand, exactly. Not enough about you where they can kidnap you and hold your ransom.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly, man. So like I feel like everything I post now, whether it's on my like Plastic Love page or my personal, it's only really about the brand.
Yeah.
I don't really post anything else, because that's all I'm interested in at the moment, is just growing this. Like, I don't care about anything else.
Yeah.
Like, this is like my sole purpose, yeah, man. So
you're just like, yeah, why the fuck do I care about posting a photo of me at a club?
Exactly. Like, I don't even go out, dude. Like, yeah, I'm exactly. here, like, I'm here, like, literally, like, I'm looking forward to going home and like packing orders.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing. That's how I know.
How good is that feeling? When you know it's
nothing,
hard work.
Yeah, nothing compares to that, man. Like, I feel like at the start, obviously, things were, like, slower. But, like, I mean, like, I've just been blessed, man. Like, it's been a blessing. Because, like, I did a Halloween collection of, like, custom pieces. I did 5 custom pieces. And that sold out, like, straight away.
I couldn't believe it. I had to check that was probably the first time I actually checked your website. I was, like, looking at it and... Like, how, my first question when I saw that was, how the fuck do you keep that from crashing? When?
Yeah, so, because I don't have, like, the website myself, like, I go through Wix.
Yeah, Wix.
So,
is,
like,
I've heard good things about Wix.
It's Wix and Shopify. Like, I was tied between the two at the start. I think I honestly only went Wix because it was, like, cheaper at the start, when I'm starting out. But they've been, like, so good. Like, you know, they have all their own servers and stuff like that. So I think it would only crash if, because when you buy like a plan, you can buy different, it allows different people to be on your site. So I don't think it would crash until like maybe like 1,000 people on your site or something. Because I've seen that happen with other brands. Like 1,000 people go on their site and like literally stress. It just won't work.
Yeah.
But I think, the highs, I've had about like 50, 60 people on my site at one time, which is just crazy. There was about 40.
When you think about it, it's massive.
There was about 40 people on site for the bags when they first released, like a day and a half ago. So that was crazy. It's crazy to see. Cause
how many of those did you make?
I didn't put them all up because I'm going to do something. Yeah. I'm going to do something with a few of them. I didn't put them all up, but they're nearly gone. But like, I just like playing around with stuff, man. Like, I love doing custom pieces too. Like, that's
really
exciting.
Dude, I saw
really
your
exciting.
Nike Air Maxes. Or was that?
Yeah. Air Forces?
Air Forces, bro.
So I did them for myself. Are they? And they're on the Instagram. If you go onto, have you got the Instagram? If you just type in Plastic Love Instagram.
There we go.
It should come. It won't be that one. No, you might have to go just, if you go onto the, just Instagram. Because it's probably got like,
It's probably
it's because it's got like things on it. Yeah.
Yeah, this one.
Oh, that's. Are you signed in?
I'll just do this one.
Because if you just sign in, you'll just be able to put like the username in.
Let's see if that works. See, I'm so shit at fucking. You know what I will do? Nah, fuck it. You know what I will do? I'll take a photo of it and I'll actually put it in the video. So it'll pop up in the middle.
Oh yeah,
of the video.
True. Yeah, just do that. Just do that. Because easier.
See, I'm.
That'd be easier.
Oh, bro. You know, one thing I really need is like, is as much as like, you know, I see it in the camera all the time, where like, you know, and the followers will see it where I randomly get up. That's because it's just me, motherfucker. Yeah. I literally have to restart the cameras.
Really?
Like, I need a young Jamie or something to look things up for me, bro.
Sure.
But so the Air Forces.
The Air Forces were like.
Firstly, man. Fucking ballsy putting a Sharpie to those pair of Air
I bought
Forces.
Them for myself. Yeah. So I didn't even buy them for the brand. I went out and bought them for myself because I was like, no, I need some plain white Air Forces. Like, I've never bought them before. I want some. Like, I wanted some.
You went
ages.
Full Elon Musk, man. You're
and I was like,
fuck this.
I literally put the box on my desk, man. And I was like, I should draw on these. And I was like, before I knew it, like 4 hours deep, I was just drawing on these things. Yeah. And yeah, that's definitely something that's coming this year, though.
Yeah, bro, definitely. Like, that's. And the designs, like, one thing I really appreciate about your designs is they're not fucking extravagant. They're just so simple.
They're so, like they're, yo, my mom can't believe it. My mom literally can't believe that I actually, like, do this shit.
It's
because,
so
like,
sick.
I'm, like, I was never artistic. I never had, like, an ounce of creativity in me. Yeah. Like, when I used to draw when I was younger,
like
it was
doodles.
Shit.
Yeah. Just, like, the old school graffiti
literally,
shit.
I can't even do that, dude. Dead ass. Like, I just have, like, a weird ass, like, what goes in my mind when I just flow Like, I never have an idea for, like, I never just, I don't just sit at my computer and go, oh, I need to make a design today.
There's something powerful about that, eh?
Yeah, it's always, like, I'll have a design when I'm in, like, at a shopping center. And I'll be like, no, I'm going to jot that down in my notes. And then I go off that and I feed off that and I draw off that.
I see, I remember back in, like, the old Odd Future days where they would literally have, like, an old Macca's soda cup. And they would just design shit on that.
And they would just design. And that's kind of like, I love, like, that's why I like the custom pieces, because there's no right or wrong.
Yeah.
Because no matter what you do, if it suits, like, the vibe you're trying to let off, like, there's, if you think about, like, selling something, like, there's always someone out there that's going to want that. And there's always someone out there that's not going to like it. Like, I know there's a lot of people out there that like these. But then as I know there's a lot of people out there that are like, nah, I wouldn't wear that.
Yeah.
But, like, that's the thing you got to go through when you're, and you when you're doing what I do. And you got to take it, like, you got to take criticism. Some people, like, not everyone's going to like what you do. Yeah. And that's what I've realized. And I, like, don't give a fuck anyway.
That's it.
So I'm kind of just
to,
like...
Yeah, I think there has to be a point where you, once you stop giving a fuck... And
it's the best thing ever. It's the best thing ever.
It doesn't mean that you don't care about what you're doing. It just means you don't... Like, you're going to do it the way you want to do it.
Exactly.
And if you want to say, oh, yeah, I don't think you should do that. It's like, okay, yeah, sick, but I'm still going to fucking do it.
Exactly. So, like, once I got over... that was the main barrier... between, like, starting something and not starting it for me was, like, I was too concerned. Back in the day, I was way too concerned.
I feel that.
To what people thought of me.
I feel that so much, man.
And then I hit, like, what? I just hit, like, 20, I think. Yeah, I hit 20, and I was like, you know what, man? Like, I don't care what anyone thinks anymore. Like, I'm just going to do this. And, like, as I've gone on to do what I'm doing now with Plastic Love, it's kind of just taught me so much about myself too.
Personal,
like,
growth as well.
Exactly, like, so, like, I've grown completely. Like, if you look at how I was at 20 compared to now, like, completely different person.
Oh yeah, crazy. And that happens, and it happens. Yeah. It's that sometimes it's that kick in the ass you need.
Yeah,
to, like,
exactly.
You mentioned kind of like, you know, you don't even really go out anymore because you found that thing where you're like,
I'd rather be locked in at home for 8 hours on a Saturday night pumping out designs than going out and partying. Like, it just doesn't interest me at all.
And I guess even in that, it makes, when you do it, it's so much sweeter.
Yeah, because
you got a reason to do it.
And not everyone, like everyone can start something, but not everyone can, like, keep at it. Like, and that's where I feel like I'm different to most people. Like, I really do just, like, people must get, like, fucking annoyed when I post this. Like, I swear to God, some people are probably sitting there thinking,
oh, fuck,
this
again?
Dude doesn't
another
fucking
countdown?
Yeah. another reminder? Like, oh my God.
It works,
like,
though. It,
but
there's enough.
You got to pump the content out. That's because it. If you're not doing it, like, you're really just, like, I'm just... I need to do that to benefit me. Like, if you're not doing it, like, I'm just stupid if I'm not doing that. Like,
exactly.
I need to put it in people's faces. Like, yeah, it's annoying, but for the ones that care, it's not.
Yeah. They're, and, like, you know, even bringing it back to Ice, like, who's from YKTR, like, your brand doesn't necessarily have to be the things you sell. Like,
no, not at all.
The thing about a personal brand now, like, I know for a fact, like, I was going to ask you, you know, could you see sort of some vlogs possibly coming in the future?
So much I want to do.
Because,
man,
people love, you know, you look at reality TV. People love, like, you look at fucking Love Island. People love watching that shit. And you look at it, you're like, fuck, this is garbage. But I tell you, if you sit down, you'll most likely end up watching it.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why I stay away from TV, man.
That's it, dude. That's it. Because you're like,
I can't be caught up in that. There's no way.
Oh, man. But people love... Like, for me personally, I love seeing, like, I don't really have an ambition to start a clothing label, but I love seeing, like, Ice's vlogs about what happens in a day. What do I have to do today?
Exactly.
You know, and that's for me, because I'm so intrigued with, you know, what does someone who runs a clothing company do? What does someone who is a CEO, what do they do?
Exactly. It's good learning about the processes that people go through for what they do
and
compared to
this,
what you do as well.
Because on face value, you see someone who's successful, you go, fuck them. Like, how lucky are they?
Yeah.
You see a vlog where you're like,
exactly,
this motherfucker is grinding.
Like, some people, like, I swear some people think, like, I don't know, that I don't do much or, like, I don't work for it. But I think it's just... I have to be tapped in all the time. Like, me being off my phone now is like, you know, I've been off my phone for nearly 2 hours. Like, for me,
that
I'm like
weird.
Itching to go and check to see, because there'll be someone that sent me a message or someone asking a question or, you know what I mean? A story to upload.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it's a lot harder than I think people realize. And that goes for anything. That's not just me. Like, I'm not the only one that goes through it.
I could imagine.
It's you as well. Like, you're pumping out content. Like, people probably look at you and just like, oh my God, he's uploaded another podcast.
Oh,
but to upload that is like, bro, I've just gone, I don't know how long.
2 hours of editing. Yeah, you know.
You know, you got to time it. You got to put it up at a certain time. You got to make sure you're home. You can't be out.
Even like, looking at, like, you know, on Facebook or in Instagram, you hit your, like, your analytics and you see, okay, so when is the most amount of watches I'm getting through this time. Fuck me, I got football training at 7, but that's my max upload time. I need to find a way to upload
It's there's a lot you got to think about, like, at the start, maybe when you first start something it's not like that because you kind of get into the groove of things, but like with
once
me
that
now
expectation
with now like with me now it's kind of like, no, I need to upload at this time, I need to have a post on this day, like, because Instagram is a game, man.
It is, man.
It's not like something you just casually, you know, I see brand, there's a brand in America called Hard Drawry and they've nailed it. Yeah. They've grown in a year. I don't know where, won't be able to pull it. Oh, you will be able to pull it up probably. If you type in Hard Drawry Instagram, you'll be able to see it. They're that big. And they basically grew.
And Insta.
Yeah, they grew. That'll be it.
Perfect.
They grew, this guy, this kid, I don't know, even just click on the story, man. Let's just see what they got on here, because, you're going to have to log in. Anyway, go, like, he just posts, like, this is what I mean about a personal brand, right?
And memes are huge.
He is massive on it. So he actually gets, like, sometimes he'll upload, like, a meme, but it's all about his brand. Like, so that's him there. That's William. And he runs this jewelry company out of his, like, this warehouse with his four best mates.
Nuts.
And he's just on it all the time, like, constant, like, stories, constant memes. He's posted, like, if you click on this post, I don't know, if
this
you just
one?
Click on, no, this one here, the next one. Oh, it's the other way around. Yeah, if you click on that, I think that's from when? 5 days ago, man. So if you go 5 days, click out of it.
Yeah, and he's had.
And look at how many posts he's posted in the last 5 days, man. That's, you know, that's nearly 12, nuts. That's probably like 15 posts.
But the thing that I like about it too, man, is this isn't just fucking I'm posting for the sake of posting. Like,
no.
This is planned content.
And
like, he knows what he needs.
And the love he gets in his comments, man, it's like one massive, like, family, man. Like, he's nailed it. And so he's from the US and, like, he's someone I watch on a daily basis. Like, I watch all of his stories and everything.
Don't you find it awesome that you get, like, you know, like we said, we live in this different sort of world, but you're constantly getting motivation through seeing essentially people that you're competing with.
Definitely, because, like, I know that people over here will look at my stuff and be motivated by it.
Yeah.
But that's what I think the whole game's about, man. Like, you can, like you said, you never stop learning. You can never stop, like, seeing someone's stories and actually going, actually, no, like, they're doing it really, not copying, but just going, actually, that's a different way of doing it.
Yeah.
Like, he's done that way differently to I do. Same outcome, though. You know, he's selling thousands and thousands of pieces every time he drops. Like, he's grown. He's on 168,000 followers and he's grown
crazy,
in, like,
man.
A year.
Yeah.
That's in a year. So, like, just relentless.
And the cool thing about that, too, is that, like, you know, you may try something that he's done or something like that.
But it won't
and
work.
It might not work.
It won't work.
And that's the game. Like you said, Instagram's a game. The route that you take may not work for it's not black
exactly.
and white.
Because everyone's followers and how they interact is different. Like, I know exactly what works for my fan base at the moment.
Yeah.
Like, I know what works. I know what they want to see.
And then that might even
you know
change.
What I mean? But that's changed completely from when I first started it. So it's about evolving too. But yeah, there's so much to learn out there off other people that are doing it. But then I also see brands over here that don't really post that much, but they still sell.
Yeah.
They still sell stuff.
Exactly.
And I know that they sell stuff, but they get no comments on their posts when they upload.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, oh, they're getting no comments. Like, no one's really interested. But sometimes that's just the way that your brand goes. Like, it's just crazy, man. There's just so many different ways you can attack it. Like, it's just kind of what fits your niche. And
exactly.
What you're
it's a puzzle, essentially. You need to find the right pieces for your, like, you know, you could try and put different puzzle pieces on your puzzle to fix it, but
it's not going to
be perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you, like, so, you know, clothing essentially, like, the goal always used to be make the clothing brand and then put it in stores. But nowadays, it's you can go independent, never. Right? Yeah, okay, never. I was going to ask. So, like, you know,
there's no end goal for me to have my stuff in a store. No, because if there was, I would have already approached people. And I feel like it would already be in a store.
Yeah, I was going to do that, the whole Culture King sort of thing.
Yeah, like, so like, obviously there's brands out there that are set up, like, especially Culture King's a good example. Yeah. There's brands in Culture King's that don't even have an independent...
Yeah.
They don't even have an Instagram page.
Yeah, which is weird nowadays.
Because like, they just want to sell in a store. Now, selling in a store is good, but you don't get to interact with anyone who's buying your stuff.
Yeah. It's not a loyal fan base either.
For me, yeah, exactly. So for me, I much prefer a kid from Western Australia who has like, I've done a run of like 10 shirts or 20 shirts, has one of those 20 shirts, and it means so much to him that he has one or that she has one, compared to like going to Culture Kings and buying, there's 30 on a shelf and they got 50 more at the back.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you can probably make more money in a store, but I don't think that's the case anyway. Like,
and it's like the way I sort of see it is like, you know, I look at everything I've bought from Culture Kings and I like, I'm like, if you ask me what brand was that, like I bought a Biggie Small shirt, right? And if someone asked me what brand was that,
you have no idea.
Fuck no.
You just say you bought it from Culture Kings.
I just literally,
exactly.
And that to me, what does that sort of do for someone else? They don't get anything. Oh, I got it from this brand. They go, oh, Culture Kings. All right, I'll head there.
Yeah.
Which, you know, that's great. You're still selling. Yeah. Like you said, you're still selling, but nobody knows who you are.
Exactly. Still. But some people are okay with that because they don't want to do the whole thing. Like there's no winning formula. Like for some people, that's the winning formula. That's like, oh my God, that's the best thing ever. But for me, I've just never been intrigued into like walking into a shop and having my stuff hanging up. I much prefer to like, I work out of my bedroom, man. I much prefer just to pack orders and know it's going somewhere.
Yeah, like, and even down to like, you know, if you had it in Culture Kings and you walked into Culture Kings and you look at your shirt, some bloke will come up to you and be like, oh yeah, you like the look of that one. And you're just looking like, motherfucker,
dude,
I made that.
That's my shirt, man. Like, I came up with that. And I'd also think like, I don't know, because I run everything in like a limited run, and it is, you know, when I drop something, it means more because because things sell out. Like I remember I had a hoodie, I had this plastic love with the 666 on top.
Yeah.
I don't know whether you've seen it.
Oh, sorry, it looks sick, man.
So I had really a black hoodie, and I did it in like a spectrum vinyl print, so it like shine in different colors when it hit the sun and at night. And that sold out like the first, I think it was only up for about 48 hours and like all the sizes had gone.
Yeah.
But like, that'll never be made again. Like ever. That's like sick. I'll never release that again because that's why people bought it in the first place, is because it's never going to, they know it's not going to be restocked. Yeah. They need to get it now. Like, and I pre-make everything. So like, I don't do like, there's a lot of brands that will just collect orders and then wait 4 weeks to get it made because know the exact numbers
like
they're getting.
Order to buy, like buy to order.
Yeah,
and stuff like that.
But I've never been for that. Like I take a risk, but I like that, you know what I mean? It gives me
sort of
like
edgy.
A sense of thrill. Like I'm just like, I need to sell this. Like, you know,
well,
I
business
hope
it needs to be exciting.
Exactly.
If business is monotonous and you're like, yeah, here's my design. I'm going to print it on 80,000 shirts, sell them. I'm not even going to be looking at the website when it's being sold.
Exactly.
Like there's no, there is an element of like disconnection there.
And yeah,
I
for
think
sure.
Once you get disconnected to your clothing, like this is just coming from an outsider's perspective. I've got no fucking idea.
Yeah, that's all right.
But I kind of do. It's like, you know, I get approached.
You'd understand it.
I got approached not long ago for someone. They liked the concept of my podcast and they had a studio and everything like that. And they said, like, you know, I like the idea. I love everything you're doing. How about like you let me produce your stuff? And I'm like, okay, that's cool. And he's like, but it'll come under our banner. And that's where I went, you know, in my head. And that was that first sort of naive thought I had towards like my own brand was like, okay, I'll gain a following. I'll gain a fan base, but it's not mine. And like, it's not my intellectual property.
They don't have your thoughts.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, there might be a time where I go, hey, look, I had this idea. I want to go this direction. They go, no, but this direction works better.
You're going that way and they're going that way.
Yeah, so and I thought to myself, you know, like, fuck it. Why the fuck would I throw my everything that I've worked for to someone else to make it look a lot better for me to then... it's like, well, you can't change it now.
Yeah, because like, I don't think I'll ever, like, no matter, like, how big this gets and where this goes, I don't think I'll ever like it's all me. Like if I have to stay up for 4 days straight to pack orders, like I'm doing that because I don't trust anyone to
do it the deal way with my stuff.
Because like I leave messages in people's orders, I give them free stuff. I do that because like it means a lot when someone actually goes. Like I don't think people realize like when you actually have a brand, man. Like and you see an it's order like come baby. Through, it's kind of like. Yo, someone has actually like worked for that money or been given that money or they've found a way to get that money and they've actually just given it to me for something that they actually really want.
Yeah.
And like, I don't think anything kind of like compares to that feeling. I don't know why. It's just so weird. Like when I see, you know, orders come through when I drop something, like it's when I drop the bags, when I see it just go ding, 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 it's kind of like, man, people are really, you know what I mean? For me, that's massive. So why would I want someone who's not going to get that feeling from that happening. They'll just look at it and be like, oh, okay, cool. We got some orders. Let's pack them.
This is my job. Not my passion.
Me, I'm like, oh my God, like this is sick. I'm going to make sure that this gets packed so good. I'm going to leave free stickers. I'm going to write them a note. You know what I mean? Because it's mine. Like, and no one's going to get like, I think, I know, do you know who Gary Vee is?
Yeah. He's, fuck, mate.
Yeah. Shout out Gary Vee. As if you don't, as if who doesn't know Gary Vee, but he says it's the best. I think like, when like if you're the he says something like when you're the owner of something, no matter what who you employ, no matter how good they are, they're never gonna be able to care about it more than you.
Yeah.
And that's massive because it's so true.
You think about it like it's like your kids. Like you know, exactly. You look at it, you're like you give your if you let your kids get babysat by someone, you need to know, hey, are you going to look after my babies as much as I am?
Exactly. Like, and I'm just like, I don't trust a lot of people easily anyway. So it's, for me, it's like, I need to write that address on the label because if I don't, I won't be able to sleep knowing that that package might end up somewhere else because,
and it's that, you know, feeling too of you, like in a way it sounds kind of shitty in a way, but like if it fucks up, it's on you and there's no one to blame. It's like, this was my fault because, and I'm going to fix this. And because it's my fault, I'm going to fix it right now.
Exactly. Yeah. So for me, like, when I dropped the two hoodies and the shirt, the two shirts I did, something like that. I can't remember. It was like it was the last drop I did. The drop before, sorry. I remember just staying up for like, I think I stayed up for like 12 hours. You wouldn't be able to sleep. 12 hours, no man. I started packing like as soon as the orders came through and then went through to like the morning and just didn't stop because I just want it. Like, you don't think of it because it's not work.
Yeah.
It's like, passion. this is my thing. Like, this is what I'm growing. So for me, that was just like, it's like the best feeling ever.
Yeah.
So I just couldn't trust anyone to do it.
Yeah, for sure. And that's understandable. I think a lot of people are on that same page. Like, I think if you got, you know, into a group of, you know, I wouldn't even just say clothing. I'd say just entrepreneurs, people who start their own business. It's like, you don't want anyone else to potentially fuck it up for you.
Yeah, because like it's everything you've built too. Yeah. So I could do 2 years of hard work and then I'm going away for the weekend. Can you pack all my orders? And then I stuff everyone's orders up because I didn't do it and no one gets free stuff. And then I have people messaging me like, oh, I didn't get any stickers. Like, then they don't buy again. And then it's like, you know, everything you build up, like, cause I have a lot of returning customers. So shout out everyone who like comes back.
I see a couple of people that you repost and they're the same people.
Yeah.
And
because they love it so much. So it's like crazy. So like the love like that I get from that is kind of like, I don't want anyone to fuck that up for me. Like, I've built that, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. So,
and it kind of, it makes, you know, they always say never go into business with your mates, but you kind of understand why there's so many people who bring their mates along for the journey.
Yeah. Like,
because them, it's that bond that you have with that person where they are actually understanding like, hey, this is Connor's fucking baby.
And I think also with like close mates and stuff like that, if something gets so big, you kind of want to put your friends on too, like, you know what I mean? So I think it's for me right now, it's just like, I just love doing everything myself, but I know as it grows and it grows and grows, like, I will need help eventually, but that'll be that'll definitely stay like close-knit circle, whether it be family or friends or whatever. I could just hire some random person just to help me out.
And like, if you do, it's got to be like, because, you know, it's inevitable, really. Like, if something, it's almost impossible to run a brand that has, you know, even like that old mate, like 100k yeah. followers.
So
it's almost impossible to do that by yourself, yeah. as well as doing promo content.
I mean, mentally it's draining already yeah. for me, and I haven't even got started. So. Yeah,
I was actually going to ask you: are you finding now you kind of have to put your that because you know being on your phone and connecting with so many people? Do you find you have to give yourself, you know, okay, between these hours, I'm not going to touch my phone, like.
I've never really done that, man. I don't know. It's like an addiction. It's yeah. weird. It's bad. It's so bad. It's so bad, but like it's so good at the same time. Yeah. Like I think I definitely stay off, like I'm never really on my personal, man. Yeah. Like and that's I'm never really on my personal account. It's or if I'm ever on Instagram, but funny thing you bring that up, man. Like, do you ever get like your weekly screen time
Fuck,
report?
Man, it makes me feel shit house.
What's yours by chance? Bro. Do you know daily what you average per week?
I got one before and it said that I was down, but when it said I was down, like I still looked at the number. I can't remember what it was. It was big though. But like I'm on school holiday, so like this is, you know, a lot
How
of people,
much are we talking though, mine? Because mine's bad.
How bad's yours?
Mine's double digits.
Yeah, mine's double digits.
Okay, cool. Yeah, because yeah, I averaged like, yeah, 10 and a half hours last week on my phone.
Yeah, yeah. I'm about, actually, mine was down an hour and a half. So I was on about 9 hours.
Okay, so 10 and a half hours. Like, yeah, actually, just think about that. For anyone who's actually listening, think about that.
Yeah.
That's nearly half a day.
It makes you feel
on your phone.
Mind you, though, at the same time, I checked my Nintendo Switch Pokemon hours the other day. Fuck me, bro.
Yeah.
I've been doing even like worse. Shiny hunting and stuff. So it's like almost on 100 hours. And I'm like, that's...
So that's crazy.
That's almost 4 straight days.
That's
so
crazy.
But like, you look at something like that, like, yeah, okay. You could be on Instagram. It's like, if I was on Instagram and I didn't have a business, I didn't run a podcast, didn't do anything like that,
and you're
I,
on it 10 hours a day,
I'd
that's
be like,
bad.
Fuck me.
No, you need to like, yeah, yeah, you need to yeah. get. Yeah.
But I look at that. So, and I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to say that that's all like podcasting stuff. That's all my brand.
Yeah.
I'm going to say probably about 6 hours of that is just posting. Cause I look at it like, you know, you look at you when you post something, like a lot of people don't realize when you post something, that's not the end of the line.
No,
it's like,
it's definitely,
that's
not
the time where you need to be the most active. You need to be liking stuff, follow, like, well, not even following, but like communicating.
I get
with
exactly
other
what you mean, because when like, you're posting something, obviously Instagram has an algorithm as to how much time.
And that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Will,
I don't know whether you know about it or not, but Instagram is, you, Instagram man. Has changed the algorithm like recently. And it's kind of fucked with everyone's reach that you actually get through your analytics. Because I know a lot of people, like, you know, I see pages that have like, you know, 20K followers, and like I've got more engagement than them.
Mm.
But that's only because they're not tapped in and they're not,
you
know. You
gotta be on top of it, man.
Yeah,
like,
and that's why if people are wondering why I post so much and why I do it, it's because you have to be. Because that's why, like I showed you hard jewelry before, they're never going to lack engagement ever. If they keep doing what they're doing, because they're posting 15 times, 20 times a week.
And all it takes is for one person, all it takes is for one person to like one of your posts, and you're in their top following now.
Exactly.
So when you're putting out 10 posts in a week, if one person at each post likes that, that's 10 people that you're going to show up. If you do that for a certain amount of weeks, you're going to have 5,000 people that you're in their Instagram feed
every day. And it's so important nowadays, because you can go, like, you've obviously looked at your analytics. Yeah. Like, you may have, like, so I have, like, what? I think 9,500 followers right now. But when you see the activity, only 4.5 of them are active.
Yeah.
Actual users. So there's 4,000 people that follow me that have never been active with my page at all.
Yeah.
Or even check Instagram on a daily basis, because I'm pretty sure it only takes into account people that are on Instagram on a daily basis. Some people just go on Instagram every 3 days, but I don't know how, because like, I'm on Instagram every 3 minutes.
I respect those people so much. I honestly just sit there, I'm like, fucking hell.
Yeah.
Like, I always looked at like Facebook and stuff, and I was always like, oh, you know, I really would get rid of Facebook, but like, you know, I need it for events, or I need it for this, I need it for that. They make it so that like you can't get off.
Yeah.
Like,
see, I never check Facebook.
I
could delete Facebook and just keep Messenger.
Yeah.
It's the only thing.
Do you do a lot of plastic glove stuff on Facebook?
No, it's only on Instagram.
So do you find Instagram's definitely
Definitely.
See, I'm trying to push Facebook, and I'm just, I can't, I'm
I feel
not seeing
like,
any.
I feel like it's not, because people don't engage on Facebook the way they engage on Instagram.
Yeah.
Like, they really just don't.
And it's
like,
so you don't instantaneous.
Get, like, yeah, like, bang. I don't know, it's just me. I feel like commenting-wise and especially, yeah, commenting and messaging wise, like, I feel like it's more like middle-aged people on Facebook.
Oh, man,
that,
it's
like,
getting that way.
Love having an opinion. Yeah. Oh, because it's like poison, young people have an opinion, right? But they kind of use Instagram more to express that opinion. And like, I don't ever see like one of my mates go on a rant on Facebook and post a status anymore.
Yeah, I think
it's always on a story.
We have the more digital sort of digital maturity, I'd call it.
Yeah.
Like you see a post and you go, fuck that shit. And then in your head, you're like, but I'm not going to comment.
But I'm not going to comment because why would I comment? Because Steve, no one's going to see it.
Steve, the 50-year-old, he'll be like, fuck this. Oh,
yeah, and express their opinion. Yeah. Because I feel like when I see all like rants on Facebook and stuff, it's just middle-aged to old people that are just having a fight in the comments.
Yeah,
there's no like, obviously memes are big.
Yeah.
I get that. There's a lot of memes that get shared by young people and like reactions on posts.
Mm.
But I never really see any one of my... I haven't posted a status on Facebook.
Yeah. Well, a lot of my stuff is secondary through... It would probably be the same if you were to do it. It'd just be runoff. Like, it'd just be, I'm posting this to Instagram. That's my main source. It'll probably go to Facebook. If it gets love there, then fuck yeah. So if it doesn't, it doesn't.
Yeah. So that's why, like, I'm in this group on Facebook. It's just, like, different people that own, like, different apparel brands and they explain what they do, and the amount of people I see that like waste thousands on Facebook ads are like people will just like Jenny from America will just come out and say, oh, just put in $2,000 into Facebook ads, just only gain 20 likes and like 13 followers
and
on my page.
What the fuck?
And I'm like, dude, $2,000, holy crap.
Yeah, that's like a massive...
That's like, you know how much stuff I can make with $2,000, man? Like, do you actually know how much stuff I can make with $2,000? It's crazy. So it's kind of like, I just look at it and I'm just like, yeah, Facebook's really not there. I started a Facebook page when I first started my Instagram page.
Yeah.
And I realized, I was like, no, Instagram's so much better.
Oh, it is, man.
But then people say, oh, you shouldn't have all your eggs in that one basket and just
well,
like...
Well, I know Gary Vee says that all the time. And it scares me because I'm like, oh, but it's shit. But then in my head, I'm like, Gary Vee says I have to do it.
But dude, yeah, I'm just like, if Instagram just fucking blows up and like dies, then like... I get it. Like, I am fucked. Like, I get that. But I think...
There's so many... There's TikTok but I'm just and
like,
all that shit.
I'm just like, Instagram's never going to go that way because it's like... Because Facebook owns Instagram.
Yeah.
So...
And if anything's going
to
die...
If anything's going to die, it'll be Facebook before Instagram because they make so much more money through Instagram than they do through Facebook, I'm pretty sure. I don't know the actual numbers. I feel like they make more money through Instagram, but I don't know. A lot more brands on Instagram I see... than Facebook. I never see a brand.
Well, I see Facebook groups. Instagram pages that have so many followers, and then you go to their Facebook.
Yeah, and they have like
and you're like, what the fuck happened?
So there's this brand called Pleasures, who's massive, for streetwear and stuff.
Yeah.
Like I really fuck with. I think it's just a dude that runs it. No one knows who he is, which is cool. And he has like 250,000 followers on Instagram, and then. He hasn't posted anything on his Facebook page since like 2014. He has like 2,000 followers on it.
It's like,
so it's like, if he's doing that and he doesn't care about Facebook, like, it doesn't matter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think if I have a Facebook page, it's going to affect anything. Like, I don't think it's going to bring me more sales.
Yeah. And if it's not
like
going
that.
To,
so,
what's the point of putting energy into it?
Yeah, because I feel like that's a whole new game.
Yeah,
there is. Because you've got Facebook Pixel, the different analytics, and it's just like, I just can't be bothered to do that.
Do
like,
you do you fuck with TikTok at all? Are you thinking about it?
Yeah. I think if you're not like you're behind.
I even wrote a bit about it. I'm like, man, like I'm 24 years old. Why do I want to be dancing around on TikTok? And then I thought about it. I'm like,
I just feel like I've been planning it for a bit. Like I haven't posted anything. I've got the account. Just make sure I got my name and stuff. I haven't posted anything on TikTok yet, but I'm trying to come up with ways that I can...
It's hard. It's really
actually
hard.
Produce content, because I don't want to just go on there and just, what, dance around in a new piece and just every time I get a new piece, do that. Because people don't want to see that.
And it's got to have some point behind it.
Yeah.
You got to have... It's that like subtle marketing where, you know, you've got something out there and it's there for a different reason, but hey, like you're wearing this or you're looking at this or there's a little bit of...
It's just so hard because you go on a TikTok, you just see everyone dancing around to like songs.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, like that's what it is at the moment, but in three months, what's this going to be? Are people just going to like... start talking and saying facts.
Yeah.
And if that's the way it goes and people are interested in that. Like I saw there's some guy in India that eats chicken drumsticks, bro.
It's nuts, man.
And he gets like a million views.
Yeah. Well, there's that.
I'm like, dude, someone's actually eating a chicken drumstick and like people are watching that. Like, what the f- and dude, then, what is a, it? That, dude, that's why the world.
Lady,
so
there's a Chinese lady that just drinks milk. Like, that's
yeah.
That's
so like, there's so many weirdos.
She'll drink
there
different
just,
types of
yeah.
milk. It's
they're
so
just like
up.
That. People will just watch that stuff. Like,
and you're like, what? Why?
And there's a that's what I mean. There's a market of everything, man.
Yeah.
Like a Chinese lady drinking milk. Like, that's crazy. Who would have thought crazy. That in today's
well,
world?
See,
like,
I was, and I'm actually going to try and get him on. So there's this guy that did prac at my school, right? Mm. His YouTube channel is he buys like ramen, like different like when I say ramen,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
like packet ramen.
Like packet ramen. Yeah.
And he reviews it, and I was sort of chatting to him, and I was like, oh, that's really niche. And he goes, no, there's a massive market in it. I'm like, what did you say?
Yeah.
He goes, dude, it's like one of the most competitive crazy, channels. Hey. I'm like, but you're just eating noodles. And
you're
goes,
like, how's
yeah.
that? And you think to yourself, like, how's that competitive? Like, yeah. I've never known anyone to do that. But like, yeah, like I said, man, there's a big world out there, man.
It is,
man. It's a massive world. There's people, there's always someone out there that's going to be like tuned into what you're doing.
It's crazy. And it's never ending. It just seems mm-hmm. like it's never ending. But like, you know, like I said, that's something for you that's exciting because
yeah, for
not
sure.
only, you know, if you're in business and stuff like that, you don't want to be in business and be stagnant. Like you want to be there and you want to, when someone throws out, oh, hey, like Instagram has this new feature and you're like, fuck, okay,
yeah.
how am I going
to
utilize
see,
that?
I'm waiting for Instagram. Like Instagram hasn't had a new feature in a while. I'm waiting to see
come.
What they're going to do next. Mm. But I know that they've got the next 10 years planned
yeah.
of new features. They're just not going to roll them all out at once. Like yeah. a big one now you see what people are doing is like all those things with like the characters on their head.
Could you imagine if you're just fucking around and you're like, hey, you know what's a good idea? If we did this, like which Pokemon are you? And that's the biggest fucking
and it's
filter
like,
around.
It's all I see now. It's like all I see. So
and
that's like dominating Instagram.
And
at
have
the
you
moment.
Seen like it's not amazing quality. They're like
no,
you know
they
PNG files that they just downloaded and it just randomly generates.
Exactly. And people are just on that wave.
And they're like, probably gonna make so much fucking
exactly.
money from it. And it's one of those sorts where you're just like, fuck, I wish I could go back like a few months and create that.
And just yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's like it's just crazy to see Instagram as an app and how it's like evolving. I love it, man. Mm. I love it. From when I first started to what there was available then, which was only like a year and a half ago,
yeah.
to now, it's just like, oh my God, like what
it's
the
crazy.
Hell? Like a countdown reminder for when you drop
and
items.
It's so small,
that's the best thing ever.
It's massive.
It's so simple, but like you could never do that a year and a half ago. You know what I mean?
And
so.
I randomly like was looking through my phone yesterday and saw a screenshot of what Instagram used to be about 4 years ago.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah.
Fucking hell, man. So. It was so bad. To think that, you know,
it was so good then, hey.
You're like, what yeah. the fuck? Like,
nah,
I look at like the Instagram
I agree.
Models now and like, you know, that's something that people sort of take for granted a little bit. Like people look at Instagram models and be like,
yeah.
fuck, they're so lucky. To grow a following based on completely what you look like and the way, like,
yeah.
that's people underestimate how hard
it's
that is.
Hustle
man.
In itself, man. That's what I mean. Like, I'll never knock someone's hustle
nah.
that's doing that stuff, man, because, like, it's just to be tapped in on Instagram is mentally draining. Like, you have to know that, like as you grow your podcast too,
oh, man.
You'll realize yeah. that there'll be a lot more messages coming through, and you'll sit there on your bed and you'll be like, I need to spend an
you
hour
make,
here.
Yeah, you got to make business
but
decisions
you just
at like 10 o'clock at night while you're
you know the amount of time. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
The amount of times that I've just sat down and I've just gone, actually, man, I really need to do this for 2 hours now. And
yeah.
It's like 11 o'clock at night. I'm like, I just want to be
bang,
in bed. But
coffee's
you can't.
Up, let's go.
You can't. Like, you have to keep going. Like,
yeah.
that's the side that no one sees. Mm. And that's what intrigues me so much is that no one, like, I'll just drop a bag, right? But to get this right, to
yeah.
get this perfect, to get this how I want it and make it and
how many,
communicate.
How many did you get many designs back and you're just like, nah.
So sometimes nah. like all it takes will be one sample and
yeah.
they'll nail it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But sometimes you'll do stuff that just isn't right.
Yeah.
You know what
and
I mean?
And you can feel that too. You can feel
yeah.
it when you're like, this is good, but
it's
like,
just not how you want it. You know what
yeah.
I mean? So like there's a lot of, and when you're making a product, it's like anything. If you're making like a chair,
mm.
you need to make sure that everything is like how, like inch perfect to how you want it.
Yeah.
And that's a lot harder than you think. It's not just like, oh, I have this design and I'm just going to go make it now. Or like, I have this design, I'm going to go chuck it on a t-shirt. Like, no, it's how does that look on a t-shirt? How does it look when it's bigger? How does it look when it's smaller?
Yeah.
Up, down,
once
side,
again,
left. Like,
once
it's
again,
like
something that people see and they go,
so,
oh, sick. They just chuck
this
so design.
It's so simple. It's
oh.
not, man.
Dude,
it's
I,
not.
A couple of years ago, I like got into the idea of like starting starting something up. And I just
yeah.
looked and it was so overwhelming. It was just like, holy fuck. What? I didn't think of that. This.
When
like,
I send emails off to get stuff made, that's probably the most stressful time that I have with the whole thing, because I need to make sure that every little bit of information that I send off is correct, because if it's not, I've just wasted a whole, you know.
And then that process.
However long, and then the process starts again. So you really need to be like, the amount of times I reread emails, and I'm like, okay, now have I got this right? Have I got this right? Is that exactly what I want? And I triple check, double check everything, man. Like I quadruple check everything. So it's like, it's all that, that, you know, it's time consuming, man. It's like, it's just one big hustle, man.
Yeah, bro.
But I love it. So.
Yeah. Man, I really appreciate it. We've actually been going for an hour now, which is...
How long? Yeah, far out.
Well, we can go for however long, but I just know you're fucking busy, bro.
Nah, that's all. Anything you want to ask, bro,
Man, I think, well, the best thing for me, and I've said this to a couple people, I'd love to check in like a couple months.
Yeah,
see how the growth is. Like, because I feel like that's the connection that people like, especially with podcasting, is, you know... They want to know, okay, sweet. So you had that guy on. What's he doing now?
And yeah. Like seeing that, for sure. So. Well, this year is going to be massive for me, man.
Yeah, bro.
I've been like, I know everyone says like in a new year, like I hate people that go, oh, new year, new me. Like it's not for me. I'm the same person, but like trust rate, me, man. Everything that I got going on this year is like, this will be like a big year for the brand. Yeah. So I'm excited for
it. Bro, I'm excited for you, man. Yeah. Before you leave, like, go for it, bro. Mike's yours. Plug it. Let's go.
I don't even know. bro, I don't even know what to say. I just want to say, like, thank you to everyone, like, who supports me and stuff, because that's just, like, it's crazy love. Close friends, family, like, they know what I go through to, like, do it all. So, just want to say thanks to them. All the artists I've worked with has just been crazy. But, yeah.
That's
be
dope,
on the
bro.
Lookout. 2020, yeah. Man.
At
Plastic Love.
Yes.
At Plastic Love on Instagram. You'll see it. It's popping.
But he won't follow you back.
But I won't follow you back. No. No, I won't.
Yes, man.
So, yeah. Go show love. And, like, yeah. I appreciate you having me on, man. It's been
no
awesome.
Dramas, bro. It's always good. And, like I said, it's, you know, the first time we've had a conversation, it's been fucking awesome.
It's good, eh? Yeah, it's crazy. That's, yeah.
I love this platform so much just for this reason. Like, it's sick, connecting. Man. So, you know what it is, guys. It's Inner City Hermit Podcast. I hope you enjoyed that one. Cool people doing cool shit. And you've got a example A right in front of me right here. So,
thank you,
appreciate it, man. And, yeah, you guys know what it is. There'll be another episode coming soon. And yeah, peace
Can
out,
I say
guys.
One more thing?
Go for it, brother.
Everyone go follow this guy, man. Anyone who knows me and is watching this, because I'm going to get a lot of people to watch this, man. And
no, I appreciate
listen to
that, man.
Because the last one went well. But yeah, go follow it. It's like, dude, it's been sick. The
Thanks,
best one
bro.
I've done so far.
And
so,
good coffee too, man.
Oh, good coffee. Shout out whoever made this.
Salt down in Newstead.
Yeah.
All right, cheers, guys. Have a fucking good day.